Welcome to Applied Spirituality with Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com. This is episode 2, Failures are Stepping Stones to Success.
One very famous orator has said that success is going from failure to failure to failure without losing one's enthusiasm. We never really fail until we give up trying. Trying with determination and with enthusiasm. Vision, real vision, is to see the invisible, to feel the intangible, and to achieve the impossible. Actually, challenges or failures can be stepping stones or stumbling blocks on the road to success. It is all a matter of how we look at it. You can see a glass as half empty, or you could see a glass is half full. One will bring you enthusiasm, one will bring you discouragement. We can apply that principle to every aspect of our life. What is of real importance is that we know we're doing the right thing. We learn from our mistakes. A mistake is only a mistake if we fail to learn from it. Real leaders make many, many mistakes, but they do not repeat them. They learn from them. They remain enthusiastic. They remain determined toward their goal. Actual champions, in every situation, they are always focused on their goal. They make goals. And losers make excuses. Our life is what we make of it. Failures build character. Pressure is something that only comes to one who earns it. We should respect pressure as an honor. We cannot be successful unless we have the courage to fail. In every failure contains the seed of success. To be successful in any venture of life is very difficult. To fail is very easy. It is very difficult to roll the stone to the top of a mountain. It's very easy to push it down. When we learn from our mistakes, when we learn from our failures, we become stronger. We have greater integrity. Thomas Edison, he tried 8,000 various experiments before he finally invented the battery. And when he was asked about it, his quote was, he wasn't discouraged by all those 8,000 failures. He said, at least I learned what doesn't work. There is a song from the 1940s in America. When April showers come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So when we see the rain coming, Our mind should be focused on the flower that they will bring. When difficult obstacles, pressures, and even failures come into our life, we should always be seeing the invisible, feeling the intangible, so that we can achieve the impossible. We may not understand exactly why, but if we have faith, if we have hope, we can always be looking at that flower that will grow from this rainstorm. That is the substance of a successful man. Opportunity knocks. Most people complain about the noise. We should see an opportunity in every situation. We never really lose until we stop trying. It is said that in darkness, a star shines brightest. In the Vedic scriptures, we read of Vishwamitra Muni. He was a yogi. He performed years and years of severe austerities. And then a beautiful lady named Menaka appeared before him. He completely fell down into sinful, immoral acts. He lost all of his mystic power. He lost all of his whatever he had done. He failed. But what did he do? He got right back into, he learned his lesson. He learned his lesson. He would never be seduced by a woman like that again. I will not give in to lust. So with even more determination, he performed his tapasya for many, many years. And then another heavenly damsel appeared before him. And this time, he wasn't going to give in to lust. He was so angry at her. He burned her he made her into stone by his glance. And because he gave in to anger, he fell down. He lost all his yogic powers. He was again just an ordinary man. He failed. What did he do? He didn't get married and get a job. He just went right back. Now I learned two good lessons. Failure is a stepping stone to success if we have faith and vision. It is a stumbling block to success if we do not. Vishwamitra Muni again performed his tapasya and became such a great, great devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ramchandra, became his disciple. And now he is glorified throughout history as one of the greatest rishis of all time. In Mahabharata, we read the story of Pandavas. The Pandavas failed, really failed. They lost everything. Yudhisthira made a serious mistake by entering into that gambling match. It is one of the regulative principles. But as a Kshatriya, he had that right. Because it's also a principle of a Kshatriya. If you're challenged, you cannot say no. So he was challenged. So it was a mistake. He was willing to take the challenge, knowing that Shakuni was on the other side. He lost his wealth. And then they said, another game? Yes. He lost his kingdom. Another game? Yes. He lost his brothers. Another game? Yes. He lost his wife. He lost everything. Pandavas lost everything. They failed. They were exiled into the forest for 14 years. They tried to murder them in so many ways. Duryodhana tried to burn their house down while they were in it. At other times, he tried to poison them. And we can imagine, when they were exiled into the forest to live like hermits, how Duryodhana, his 100 brothers, and all of his associates were spreading blasphemous, horrible propaganda against the Pandavas to justify what they had done. They lost everything. They were disgraced, dishonored, but they never gave up hope. They never gave up faith. They never gave up their sincerity to serve Krishna. And it was in this circumstance that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to teach them that real success is not in the eyes of man. Real success is in the eyes of God. Because that bears eternal fruit. It is said that if you're not willing to go on the limb, you'll never get the fruit. Fortune favors the brave. Those who will take risks. Those who never give up. Those who learn from their mistakes, learn from their failures, correct them in a very positive state. Do not get discouraged. Maintain enthusiasm and hope. That is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna told Arjuna, whether you win or lose is not important. What is important is you are, with all your energy, you are serving with sincerity. And then if you win, you will attain the kingdom of the world. And if you lose, you'll attain the kingdom of God. Arjuna didn't need to hear that. We need to hear it. Therefore, Arjuna took a role on our behalf so that we could learn what is real detachment. I remember in my own life, we started a weekly class at one college. We were getting about 20 people. One day I went to give the class. The room was locked. There was a notice that the dean of students at West Virginia University has canceled this class permanently. We had no other access to the campus. So those 20, 30 students came. And I was just meditating on Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, thinking, should I go to another college? How can I compete with the dean of students of a college with 40,000 students? So I just quickly wrote out a petition and showed it to the students and said, they're canceling us, but you have a right as students to have this class. That is your constitutional right in America. We're not breaking any rules. They're simply canceling it because we're a minority religion. So they all signed that petition. And those students, they went to the dean's office and they got so many other signatures from so many, they got hundreds of signatures from other students who didn't even come to the class just because they were outraged that they canceled it. And the dean started again. And because of all the publicity, the next class, we never got more than 20 before. The next class, we had 80 students. Failure is a stepping stone to success. Or it can be a stumbling block. It is all a matter of how we perceive it.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.